Next speaker is David Jacobs.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I wanted to thank the mayor and the council for clarifying the previous program that basically I had told my neighbors I was in support of was a respite center that was only going to be open during extreme temperature and inclement weather. I've been looking at this issue a lot over the last couple of years, and I think it's been, the mayor's right, the situation has changed and things are getting worse. But I don't agree with the mayor's assessment of the use of land that he's claiming is fallow. And I'm really afraid that that's going to lead to the city utilizing the previous baseball diamond and the two parking lots associated with that particular part of the city. This is a polarizing issue. And so it's difficult to have conversations with people on this. I appreciate that the city and the mayor have a very complex plan, and they're doing their heart is in the right place, and they have a complex issue, and they have some complex solutions. And so you're trying to assemble a solution to this problem. The public is aware, and they're in their own bubble. We are seeing the degradation of our community. We're seeing the refuse, the human excrement, and really dangerous behavior of some of the mentally ill that are really interacting with the traffic at Watt Avenue and Auburn Boulevard. So I want to caution the council to listen carefully to the overwhelming resistance to this this project.
Thank you for your comments. Your time is complete. Will you make your final comment, please?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize, I don't think that the people who live in the residents around in the county that surround
your comments.